views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief as you get in touch with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to have people call in and get some insights from their intuition and with some of my favorite energetic practitioners. And we like to provide solutions that are creative and that would solve your problems. On today's show, I do have a special guest, Will Hatch. He was on the show, I guess, about 5 or 6 weeks ago and was talking about wanting to start use a computer software program and that people could use to agree on things. And I thought, how perfect to bring him back on again. We do love to hear from you. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Will was born and raised on a cattle and grain operation in the farming hamlet of Wandering River, Alberta, in Canada. He learned the value of hard work from his father, who worked as a plant operator while managing the family farm, and the value of service from his mother, who volunteered for the school, ambulance, and fire department. At the age of 5, Will fell in love with NASA and was determined to build the first school in space. The inadequacies of formal education encroached heavily on this dream and continued to have a negative influence throughout his school years. He consoled himself by communing with nature in the forest throughout most of his childhood until his interest in rockets, audio, and RC cars inspired him to attend the University of Alberta to earn his bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. After the birth of his son, Hatch invested half a year working in the earthworks construction industry of Fort McMurray to support his family while finishing school. He worked as an engineer in Calgary's oil and gas industry for 3 years while developing innovative engineering software algorithms in his spare time. At the age of 28, deeply disillusioned with trying to satisfy the conflicting demands imposed by society and frustrated by the current political arena, he chose to walk away from that industry and explore his potential as a human being. He started climbing mountains for fun and began applying that energy to everyday challenges. Will is now determined to deliver a powerful democracy through the development of a system that would effectively expand each citizen's circle of influence to the whole country and give a clear voice for people to cooperate and interact with each other to explore creative solutions to the problems that we are facing here in Canada as well as across the world. And how perfect, Will, to have you on the show today considering what is going on.
How are you? Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. I'm doing wonderful. How are you today, Colette?
I'm awesome. Like, I have had a very beautiful morning already and have been up for hours.
I'll second that motion.
So, you know, you wanted to talk about, and I just want to explain this to my listeners. that you wanted, you know, like before I do a radio show, we have to put all the information in a week before. And I connect with my energetic practitioners and I ask, what do you think or how do you feel the subject matter? What do you feel is the right subject matter for a week from now? And you wanted to talk about acknowledging manifestations. And I'm like, okay, you go for it right now. Tell us about that.
Well, I've found personally through my life and through the people I've been working with, there's a lot of uncertainty and fear that creeps in because we've been putting out all this intention into the world and we're not always able to clearly see the results. And there's a lot of lessons that are on the underlying of that. The cliche, be careful what you wish for, but it really boils down to this cycle of refinement that I'm noticing in what it is that we're putting our intentions into and making sure that things are very clear and that we are very clear when we're forming these intentions, because when things go sideways, we get all these unintended results. It's hard to make that connection between this thing I don't want and this thing that I wanted. And I've been finding this powerful theme coming up time and time again with the people I've been working with, where we are getting everything we asked for. But sadly, yeah, we weren't always clear enough.
That is a really good point, because, you know, I talk about this when you're manifesting, we are always manifesting. We are creating our reality 24/7. And, you know, on a personal level, you know, that's one thing. And, you know, that's on one level. But we are also, because we're all connected across the world and across the universe, we are also manifesting what's happening around the world right now. And this is why it is important to be clear. People have a tendency to focus on their fears and what they don't want rather than focusing on what they do want. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes and no. That's such a scary topic. That could take up the rest of the show and the rest of the month if we get too deep into it. But
well,
you're right.
We've got about 2 minutes before the first break and we already have a caller. So
excellent. You're right. It's the fear, and it's when we follow that fear and we feed that fear that we end up manifesting the things we're afraid of. And it's such a difficult loop to get out of, because you have to get neutral to what you don't want. You have to embrace what you don't want in order to shift through it and into something brighter. But unless we can be strong to the dark, we're never going to make it through to the dawn.
Yeah, you know, and this is something that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, you may notice, I just wanted to also say that my website is undergoing construction right now. And so if you go to my website, you'll notice that it's got a new look, and it's not quite finished. So if things aren't working 100%, they will be soon. I wanted to point out today also that Miriam, my wonderful assistant who is doing that work, is in the middle of midterms. And I want to put a real beautiful intention out for her right now. I do believe she's writing an exam today. And to all the other people out there right now, all the students who are in the middle of midterms, I'm just getting that's, you know, it's a stressful time for a lot of people when all this is happening in the world, plus you've got exams to write. So we just put that intent out for all of you out there right now who are in the middle of midterms. And also for everybody in the world, let's just take a deep breath here and, you know, let go of the fear. You are listening.
It's funny you say.
We got to go for the break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, William Hatch. And when we return, We're going to share more ways to move energy. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 to make some shift happen.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Satin and senders. I'm definitely
not your time. Well then, what are we doing in love?
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Will Hatch. Will, before we continue, can you please share your contact information with our listeners?
Sure. I can be reached by email, thoughts, thoughts, at thisagree.ca. That's thisagree.ca.
And, I love that.
Thank you. I would like to take a moment just to throw it out there that in light of what I'm seeing in the world, I want to do what I can do to spread some peace and ease. And I'm more than happy to throw out some free sessions right now because I'm getting in my heart that this is important. This is our cosmic midterm, and it's maybe somebody needs a bit of a tutor. I don't know. But if they do, I want to be able to say that I was available and I could do it. Well, I'm looking forward to what comes of it.
That's very generous of you. And so people could reach you to for a session, a free session at what? At thoughts at disagree?
Yep.
.ca? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. That's very generous. And we appreciate that across the world. There's a lot of people that are feeling a lot of fear right now. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We do have a caller on the line, that Kathleen from Indiana. Are you there, Kathleen?
Hello. Yes, I'm from Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Good morning.
I have been making some good progress clearing clutter in my garage, and I'd really love to clear my whole house and create a beautiful, supportive environment that's a joy to be here, and a home that I'd be proud to welcome anybody into. And I see that I have some procrastination, and it's challenging to make decisions to decide what to let go of because there's still too much stuff. And
okay.
Maybe there's a fear
so
of making them.
I like to get a baseline from people so that we can see how you're shifting or if we're making a change here for you. If you think about, you know, the mess that you still have and getting that cleaned up, how much does that bother you on a scale, 0 being you're totally neutral to it and 10 being that you are, you know, it's really, really bothering you?
It's an 8 to a 9, and it feels heavy, like it's weighing on me.
Okay. When people are wanting to make changes in their life, quite often, like if people have sessions with me or they're, you know, I'm working on with people, they start cleaning house. And this is a really good sign that you're doing this. I'm going to turn this over to Will. Will, what are you getting that she can do here with that?
Oh, first off, thank you for being so specific. It's just such a grateful thing that I'm hearing. So I feel you completely. There's so much that's been attached, so much energy that we've poured into these objects that we've held on to for so long, whether it was, whether it's a sentimental at the start or whether it's hanging on to this plan, this intention, where we thought we were going. Mm-hmm. And I find what's coming up for me right now is this shift and a refinement in direction, but it's really hard. It's really hard to let go of what we had worked on for so long before we depart and start to take on a new path.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've heard the old the Japanese adage of when you're doing this, you just look at it and does this bring me joy? If it doesn't, who cares? Get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
And
that simplifies it.
It's really funny because I feel that that's a very very strong way to clear things out of your home, because really when you're staring at things that you have, the clutter around you, what it does is it clutters your mind. it doesn't just clutter your mind, it also clutters your body and your cells in your body. So we want to strengthen that for you, that your, you know, if your physical environment is supporting you, what happens is it supports your body and your soul also. And so we want to strengthen that for you, your ability to, rather than what Will is saying, I'm getting is rather than logically making choices about what to let go of, go inside and feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if you hold objects, and I'm just getting for you also to be able to say goodbye to them and understand that, you know, what you're not really getting rid of things. What you're doing is you're letting things go, and you're allowing other people to maybe benefit from, you know, things that you no longer have a purpose or a use for, that you would be allowing someone else to be able to use that. I'm just strengthening that, Will. Anything else here that you're picking up energetically for Kathleen?
I'm hooked really deep into this change in direction. So what I'm getting is that there's been a huge shift over the last 3 years or so. And it's been very slow and very trying and very hard to imagine. And now that you're so close now, you're at this point of initiation where you've done all the work and you're getting this affirmation of what's to come next. And it feels like a very good thing. I completely feel the discomfort, and that's fine. The discomfort, I like to describe this as the gap. The gap is the space in between. And it's only from the space in the gap where we can truly shift discord into harmony.
Mm.
And that's back to being strong to the dark.
Kathleen, are you noticing a shift here?
I do. Things do feel somewhat lighter, yes.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So where are you at on that scale?
A 5 or a 4.
Yeah, I'm getting you're sliding down to 3 here.
Okay.
And I like to, you know, get people as neutral as possible. So let's just get you strong to all the other times that you have accumulated things and then had to let them go.
Okay.
And all the changes that are going on in your life right now, is there a purpose for why you are cleaning this out now? Are you planning to move?
I just felt motivation with the garage because winter is coming and we've had unseasonably warm weather. So I felt like that was bonus weather that I could take advantage of. And I felt gratitude to go out there and be able to clean my garage. And along with the pressure of the urgent winter coming created kind of a deadline. Otherwise, you know, there's no urgency with the clutter, like it's always here.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. Consistent steps of action.
Can I add one thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Just whatever you may be feeling, forgive yourself for why you've accumulated it. Don't explore why you have gotten to this place. Explore where you're going with it. Because the why we could never understand, and Colette hit that on the nose. You know, maybe you've been holding on to something that somebody needs right now more than anything. And if you strengthen yourself to understanding that you are perfect and divine, and you do not make any mistakes, your only error is failing to see your own perfection. So honor yourself for all the work you've done in bringing all this stuff together. And then try to think of how this is going to serve you and those around you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for calling in.
Amazing.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com today.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to thank you, Kathleen, for calling in and cleaning house.
Amen.
Absolutely. We have another caller on the line here, Joanna from Poland. Joanna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Colette and Will.
Hello. How are you today?
I don't know anymore. I was not very well, but I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity, for this radio show, and for your book.
Oh, Colette. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. I bought your book. Yes, I've been listening to your show for I think it's been a year, and you know, it's I've experienced so many shifts, but every now and then you know, I'm trying to work on myself and with the help of your book, but sometimes I just need you know, help somebody.
I'm getting Joanna that you could use a big hug right now, so I'm sending you a big energetic hug here.
And thank you.
And yeah, you know, what can we do for you today?
I have a question. It's very often it's happening that when I do some extensive work and shifting, I have panic attacks.
when you think about having a panic attack, how much does that bother you on a scale 0 to 10? 10 being like, oh!
10. It's like 10. It's
because I feel like I'm in constant
panic attack.
Okay, so I'm going to turn this over to Will, because I could feel him already getting in touch with this, and I'm going to also be shifting in the background here. Will.
So first, have you remembered to breathe? Because our prana is one word for it. Our breath is so powerful. Yeah. And when we stop it, we can't shift anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we
I
slip
do.
Into this
it usually happens.
Knot. Sorry, go ahead.
It usually happens at night. And I've read a lot about panic attacks. So the first thing I just have to remind myself to breathe and see how it goes. But, you know, sometimes
excellent.
It takes too much.
The next shift I'd like to offer you is I would like to shift your anxiety into faith, because you don't necessarily need to know where you're going with this shift at the moment that you're in it. But if you can trust that you have put out clear intent towards a growth pattern for the better, and I guarantee you that everything that happens after that is part of your growth pattern for the better, even if it's uncomfortable. And so for me, I find that when I remind myself of that, that this is what I am working for, this is what I asked for, then in that moment, I find peace. And afterwards, I also find that I can see where the direction is going, and I can see what comes next.
Yes, and that's coming up as a weakness that I'm picking up for you, Joanna, is this fear of, what's going to come next? And so let's just strengthen you to, you know, all the past times where you've had a situation where, you know, things have gone awry or not gone in the direction that you wanted, and your perception is that it was a mistake or that it was a failure. There is no really any such thing as mistakes and failures. There's learning experiences, and there's always things we can do better. That's just, you know, as human beings, that's, you know, our nature, that we are going to not always 100% perform at, you know, our highest level. We're just going to strengthen you to that, you know, at this moment and this time, you take a deep breath right now. How are you feeling?
I think I'm getting better. Yes, I'm also in the point.
Does better? Does
yes, sometimes
better have a number?
I plan to. Yeah.
just on that scale, where are you now?
Five, I guess.
Yeah, I'm getting
it's like five.
Yeah. So, Will, what else are you picking up for Joanna?
Oh, I feel like you need to just go and have a cup of tea, and by the time you're done your cup of tea, it'll be okay.
Yes, I.
Is it really that simple, Will?
It's really that simple.
Well, coffee does.
Just breathe.
Yeah, take coffee.
A break.
You've
been working hard. Thank you for all of your hard work. I appreciate it from the absolute bottom of my heart to know that there are so many other people out there who have the same goals and ideals that I'm reaching for. And I couldn't ask for any more.
And I would like to say, Joanna, the energy that you are putting out there right now, let's just boost that and accelerate it. Mm-hmm. For everyone, because these are very challenging times on the planet right now for people. What happens on the big level, on the macrocosmic level, is also happening inside each and every one of us because we are all connected. And if we can spin out this love from our hearts and this calmness, you know, have a cup of tea, chill out, take a deep breath. And, you know, don't panic, you know, this is underlying this panic energy, just for everyone listening in that's feeling kind of the same. Underlying this energy, when we have a lot of inaccurate information being presented to us, we have a tendency to feel anxious because our inner radar, our intuition is telling us, hey, there's something not quite right here about the information that we are receiving. And that is what we have so much information coming in, sorting through it can be really challenging. And so we just want to strengthen, you know, for you and for everybody else, that authentic self triad, so that everybody, you know, collectively, let's all take a big deep breath together and think about spinning out peace, joy, love, for everyone on the planet and everyone in the universe, if you want to go even further. How are you feeling now, Joanna?
I feel really good.
Wonderful. Thank good. You.
Thank you so much. I feel for good. And expressing what so many
so
of
much.
Us are feeling right now.
Oh, I would call in every week, but I want to give others some
time. Well, hey, a lot of people are afraid to phone in because people don't want to appear weak, and they don't want to appear like they're, you know, doing things wrong or admitting that maybe they are making mistakes or whatever. So I honor that, and you for calling in. Thank you so much. This is Colette Marie. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. I'm thrilled to connect with all of you and to have Will Hatch on the show with me today. I also wanted to thank those of you for all the wonderful comments about my book. The book is a compilation of the energetic work that I've been doing over the last decade. Word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
Caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Will Hatch with me here today. Will and I have been connecting with people who are feeling a little bit stressed out right now, and they're feeling better. Thank you, Will. Do you want to just share your contact information with us once again?
Thanks. My email address I can be reached at thoughts@thisagree.ca. That is THOUGHTS at THISAGREE.ca. And if anybody missed it earlier, my part in what I can do to help this whole scenario we're seeing across the globe is I can reach out to people and offer a little bit of peace and ease. So I'm going to be doing some free sessions. And in return, my request from the world is I need somebody to come into my life and help me to set up a nonprofit organization. And I need energy, lots of energy. I need people who agree that we should share, that we can grow together.
Awesome. I love that. One thing I feel that we all, or most people on this planet, can agree on is that every man, woman, and child deserves peace, and that every man, woman, and child deserves a home to
I want to stretch it past that, though.
Let's go
it's
for
it's more
it,
than
Will.
Just man, woman, and child. It's everything.
Every being on this planet and in the universe. Let's go even further. Spin that out there. So, you know, you started this Agree as a platform because, you know, people have a tendency to disagree. Do you want to talk about disagree a little bit? What
yeah,
inspires
you? Thank you.
Yeah.
So I was inspired at first for political reform, and I was trying to imagine a world in where I, as a citizen, could actually have a voice that felt as if it was being heard and it felt as if it mattered, instead of me just being a number on a piece of paper that has no choice but to be hired on the job that means I pay taxes, even if I don't support where they're going. And so at first, it was just a matter of how could we get information from so many people? And then as I got into this process and I got into the federal election here this fall in Canada, I realized that government is too small of a box. It's too restrictive of a box. At the same time that it's reaching for the sky, you know, I can't implement anything until it's a government level application. It also stops me right there, because then I can't have a cooperation between me and somebody from another country. And so as I got into this process, I realized that you have to separate it out completely. So it needs to stand as an entity on its own, an organization. And as I got into that, I realized that it's got to be a nonprofit. I'm doing this because I firmly believe that the world can do better. The world can reach higher. I'm not doing this for any other reason. So it doesn't make sense why I would want to be getting a profit off of it. That's not my point. My point is I want to get out there and be able to help people and have people help me. So then the next layer is, how is this different from anything in social media? And we've had forums on the internet forever, but forums, it's so hard to find information in, and it's so easy for people to get lost in arguments. And then on the flip side, we've got things like Facebook and Twitter, where it's so hard to reach past your circle of influence. And even then, somebody has to take the time to read your post. And frankly, there's so many posts on there that it's a full-time job. So then I thought about,
right.
about how could I make software to really value the user and to value their time, to maximize their contribution. And that's where I landed on where I'm at today, which is a piece of software where you come in and you express your thoughts, whether it's questions or opinions. You just come out and you start expressing them. And as you're expressing it, the software is picking up on your language that you're using. It's doing more than just a keyword search, and it's comparing what you're saying against what the people are saying around you. It's gathering your opinions, your statements, out of your words, and comparing that to other people who have expressed their thoughts and their feelings. And when there's an alignment, you guys agree on something, it's letting you know that there's an agreement. There is no place for a disagreement in this system, because simply there's no direct one-on-one conversation. It's simply you come in, you share your thoughts, and then you allow everyone around you who has some thoughts that they're passionate about to share theirs. And then we can connect. Once we have already found the passionate people who are willing to do what's right, because they feel it's right, and for nothing more. That's what I am so excited about. I'm so excited to find passionate people.
That's beautiful, because, you know, this world right now is undergoing kind of a very trying time. And, you know, I wanted to put that out there because I recognized this morning when I woke up that there are a lot of people also, as I said, in midterms and, you know, everyday life, you know, having to get things done, pay the bills, get here, get there, you know, all the errands that we have, everything that's going on is when people are feeling a little bit of stress, and then you add exams to it, and then you add what's happening in the world right now. And by the way, what's happening in the world has been happening for a long time. It's just that we have more information about it now. And I love the concept of people getting together and being able to, instead of arguing their point, acknowledging that there is agreement And this is huge. It's because, you know, you'll see it like right now on Facebook. I'm looking at the posts and I've been very quiet about what's been going on in the world because I don't want to give it any more energy unless it's energy of calm and peace. That's what if each and every one of us in our heart has calm and peace. And peaceful, joyful, loving vibration that we're sending out, then we are not going to be fighting with each other to try and find whose fault it is. You know whose fault it is? It's all of our fault, if there is a fault.
Yes.
We have like just a couple minutes left. Will, any last parting thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
It's time for us to be very conscious of where we're putting our energy, because now more than ever, we need people to support each other, because almost everybody across the globe right now needs that hug and needs that shoulder to lean on. And if we cannot reach out and give somebody that thing that we need, nobody is going to get it. And
yes.
I have complete faith that this is fine. This is difficult and uncomfortable, and we're going to get through it. And it's going to be exactly perfect.
Perfection.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Perfection and imperfection. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and I am so happy to have had you on the show. Will, I feel calmer for having listened to the listener, you know, to the people who have called in, to your thoughts around this. Thank you, Brian, for the beautiful music. You always know exactly which song to play.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
And thank you for instilling calm in us through your beautiful choices in music. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny. Bye for now. We will talk again next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.